Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Good evening. Welcome aboard another edition, another week as we roll through the month of September. Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight America, presented by Geico, as we talk the world of sports. On a Monday into a Tuesday, Dominic Jimenez along the way, fully guested show today. We are going to go in rapid fire succession. We got a double dip of Monday Night Football. Bills, Jacksonville up in Orchard Park, New York. And then we got Commanders, Bengals. We'll keep an eye on that. And the Riches, Jeff and Jen, throughout the night with scores, interviews, and highlights, part of Sports Overnight America. We flip-flop throughout the overnight hours here on Sports Byline. Busy weekend. I'll get the, listen, you can kill me if you want. I'm getting the WNBA out of the way. It's worth about a minute's worth of my time. Caitlin Clark, a poke in the eye. I'm not making excuses. She was terrible. She was John Starks back in 94 against the Houston Rockets. She couldn't throw it in the Atlantic Ocean or the Yantic River in nearby Norwich, Connecticut, if she was standing in a bucket of water. It was horrible. I got to call it the way it is. I cannot sit here and be a Caitlin Clark cheerleader and be taken seriously. She played terrible. I don't know what it is. Bright lights, first playoff game. I don't know. I can find a million excuses. Dawana Bonner and Marina Mabry and this Connecticut team just absolutely is unstoppable. I mean, you stop one, someone else beats you. You stop two, a third person steps up. So they're in the deep end of the pool. The big thing is veterans, 14-year veteran Dawana Bonner, Alabama gal. She's outstanding. I think she went to Auburn, and then the former Notre Dame star Mabry is a very good player, Jersey gal. So there you go. I'm not going to talk any more about it. We'll see you on game three Wednesday. Still a hot ticket. These dopey people who lay out all this money to sit down below. So, I mean, it was awful. It really was. A lot of football today. We got a guy from Bucknuts. We're going to talk some Ohio State. My God, Steve Hellwagon. He's got him ranked number one in his top 16 poll, please. They're not number one. You got Texas. I put him four. So I'm going to have a little – it won't be contentious, but I'm going to call him out on it. We'll start with Zaid Hussein. We'll do some Bears. We'll do – Northern Illinois took the gas pipe as well. And Nick Douglas on the SEC as we get ready for Alabama, Georgia. Coming back on Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it right here.
If you weren't with me here in the gym, ain't no need to double back. Don't even trip.
I told her, get with the program. Walk and play like a slow jam. This ain't regular, no. I ain't nothing that you settle for, no. Nice try, wrong guy, maybe next time.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Welcome to a Monday evening quarterback edition, into a two-for Tuesday. We're getting it rolling along here. The two are me, Marty Terrell, along with Zaid Hussain, NFC North, a little college football tossing around. I don't want to waste a lot of time because it's short order, fast break fashion. Let's get him in here. Zaid, welcome aboard. Marty, welcome aboard. Let's get it going. How are you?
Doing great, Marty. We got an unfortunate event yesterday with the Chicago Bears. And the NFC North, if you would have told me the Bears started off this bad, I kind of would have been shocked, to be honest with you. I knew Caleb Williams would have some growing pains, but it looks horrible out there for this Bears offense and team.
You're reading my notes. I've downgraded them. I was the one. I was the Pied Piper for Bears football. I don't like this team. The game was sloppy, five turnovers, scoreless first half. He threw 52 balls. DeAndre Swift can't run. He can't gain a yard. The offensive line stinks. But we got to start with Minnesota and Green Bay. We just do. And the Lions get a nice win against Arizona. And the Bears are like the redheaded stepchild of this NFC North. They're not doing well. We'll get to them. And I think Eberflus probably should have been fired, but whatever. Let's start with the Vikings. The best news they got was Darnold. Who would have thought that we'd be sitting here, you know, this late in September and say, boy, good thing. What a collective sigh of relief that Sam Darnold survived a leg injury and he's A-okay. They're 3-0, and in 2 weeks, in a fortnight, they have picked off the Niners. And they absolutely drilled the Houston Texans. You cannot script it. Let's start right there. Go ahead. Take it away.
I mean, you hit it on the head. This Vikings team went in and absolutely dismantled the Houston Texans, who are thought to be one of the better teams in the AFC. I mean, you look at what Aaron Jones is doing as well, with 102 rushing yards from scrimmage, 19 carries. And then Justin Jefferson, obviously, six catches, 81 yards, a touchdown. Aaron Jones added an additional five catches with 46 yards and a touchdown. And Sam Darnold throwing for four TDs. I mean, this team looked great. And I never saw this coming at all. I don't think anybody in the world saw this coming, how dominant the Minnesota Vikings have looked. They're clicking on all cylinders. And, you know, what everyone thought was going to be the worst team in the NFC North is looking like the best team in the division right now. So it's really interesting to see how well Sam Darnold has been playing.
You're exactly right. I mean, and you know, listen, Justin Jefferson, can we just anoint him? I mean, he's going to be in the end. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. You know, if he stays nose clean on and off the field, this guy's an elite talent. They were smart to get him signed. Of all the big contract guys, a lot of guys have regressed. This guy has progressed. He's phenomenal. He might be Randy Moss and then some. Give me a hit on Jefferson. Go ahead. Let's hear.
Yeah, Jefferson's just been so dominant. And the thing is, like, when you have such a dominant receiver like Justin Jefferson, you cannot guard him one-on-one. You need the safety help over the top. And when you have that, it opens up the underneath routes for other receivers. You saw Naylor with 3 catches, 31 yards, and a touchdown. And even Aaron Jones getting all those little dump-offs. This is a result of the deep threat that Justin Jefferson is. Defenses have to prepare for it, and because of that, you're going to get a lot of underneath stuff, making it really easy for Sam Darnold because he's able to just dump it off to these wide receivers, you know, five-yard dump-offs that go for big gains because everybody's so worried about Justin beating them deep.
I agree 100%. Great job out of you. We got to put it on the table. I don't know if you can get there. I think we got to send you back to Wisconsin for Sunday. Vikings-Packers, Zaid, I think we got to find a way. I don't care if we have to put you in the stands. That is a huge five-star game. You could not get me to go to any other game but at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Go ahead. I mean, that is going to be an early season slobber knocker. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about one of the biggest matchups in the division right now. The Vikings at 3-0, Packers at 2-1. The spread on this game is 2.5. It's going to be really closely contested. And it's going to be interesting to see what Green Bay could do to limit this Vikings offense that is really potent. I mean, Aaron Jones, his homecoming return to Lambeau Field, I think he's going to have a huge day. And it's kind of going to be like, hey, you know what? You guys should re-sign me. I like Aaron Jones to have another big game. He's rushing for over 100 yards. You know, he's averaging over 100 yards on the season on the ground, and I think this is going to be a statement game for him. The Vikings have a chance to go into Lambeau Field and start 4-0 on the NFL season. I mean, who saw this coming, Marty?
No question. All right, we've checked the Green Bay box. We've checked the Minnesota box, I think. I mean, we don't have to say much about the Packers. They went into Tennessee. My cheeky little upset special was Tennessee. And, you know, listen, no. I mean, horrible. Got down early. You know, it's seven. It was 14-7. It was 17-7 before I even caught a play. I'm down on Levis. I'm not wasting my time on Tennessee. What I'm not going to feel like I'm wasting time on, Detroit had the bad game against Tampa, and then Tampa lays an egg yesterday against Denver, which really arched some eyebrows. But I'm going to tell you, Detroit's got Seattle. We got these double dips on Monday night. And they play Seattle next week. And don't look now, Seattle. And I saw them a week ago Sunday in Foxborough. That is a very, very good Seattle team. I'm telling you right now, they're very, very good. But I like the Lions. I don't think we can get too upset. You're going to have bad games in a 17-game season. And I think they just laid an egg last week. But nice bounce back against Arizona. And here comes Seattle. Give me a quick hit on Detroit, and then we'll do a little bit on the Bears and move along to college. Let me hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think when you look at this game, this is a big Monday Night Football game. You know, Seattle 3-0 now on the season. They're very well coached. This is a well-coached team, and this is a team that doesn't make a ton of mistakes, and they have so many different options that they could go to. You know, for me, this is a game that sticks out that I think is going to be high-scoring, Marty. The over is set at 47 points. I think both offenses are going to have a ton of success here in Detroit. They're playing in a stadium, indoors. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, and I think it's going to be one of the better matchups of the year. You know, Monday Night Football, big spotlight for both Jared Goff and Smith.
Interesting spot now for the Bears, okay? I mean, 1-2 start. They're coming home. Here come the Rams. Unbelievable win over San Francisco. You can say what you want about Stafford. He had no Cup, no Nacua. I mean, absolutely limped into that game. The Niners were banged up, but for the, you know, and say what you want about Matthew Stafford. And McVay always finds his best coach in the league. He is excellent. He had that team. They did not panic. And here they come against the Bears. I think they'll feast on the Bears. Williams threw the ball 52 times. They can't run it. Offensive line. I've downgraded the Bears officially. I think this is going to be a below 500 team now. I'm bummed out. I am bummed out. I was really pumped up about the Bears. I can't go there anymore, Zaid. I can't. And it's only 3 weeks in. Talk me off the ledge. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, when you look at, you mentioned the offensive line, but let's talk about the coaching for a second, too. I mean, you get the ball down first and goal on basically the 1 yard line, and you get it to fourth and goal after you try a couple cute plays, and you run a speed option. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, just watching it, you just get frustrated. And Eberflus should have been gone at the end of last year. You could have went, and there were some good coaches available. We talked about it a little bit before the season started. You could have went and got possibly a guy like Bill Belichick, who, you know, just finished off with New England. Bring him into the Bears with Caleb Williams. could have been a whole different story. But this is a team that looks absolutely lost out there. The only thing that we have to give credit for the Chicago Bears is we have one of the most elite defenses. They continue to get put in horrible spots week in and week out. And you know what? They make it happen. They hold it down. They give Caleb a chance. Unfortunately, our offense is just so bad. I mean, I can't even watch it anymore, Marty.
Yeah, they're terrible. And I think the Rams will go in there and smack them. You know, they hire bad coaches. They hire coaches nobody else has won. Eberflus, you can't pick him out of a police lineup. I mean, he came out of, what, Toledo? I mean, I don't get the hire. And I sound like I'm being a, you know, just, you know, Johnny come lately to the bash the Matt Eberflus party. But so be it. John Fox was washed up when they brought him in. Nagy stunk. Nobody wanted him. He'll never get another head coaching job. You know, they could probably go to the bus station in Chicago and find a better coach. I swear to God, they don't want to pay for coaches, and yet they'll pay for players. This is weird. I mean, this the McCaskey family, they're goofy. I mean, the Bears have a commitment to mediocrity. This franchise drives me nuts. So talk me again off the ledge. What is it? This franchise is goofy. They're goofy, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and the thing is, look, you go and you sign an old Keenan Allen to a free agency contract and you don't address the offensive line issues that you have. I mean, what good is the wide receiver if there's nobody blocking for the quarterback for him to make a throw to the wide receiver? I mean, I like the Rome signing. You know, he's a good wide receiver, a young guy out of a great college, but – you know, instead of getting a Keenan Allen, why don't you go address the offensive line? Why don't you bring in some linemen that can actually block and help this team out? Because Caleb Williams, every time he gets a ball, snaps him, he's running around for his life. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. You know, it's just it seems like we're never going to have a good offense and we're never going to have a good quarterback. It's always our defense
crazy.
Carries us, and it's insane. It's absolutely insane.
It is. Give me 30 seconds. Northern Illinois, Buffalo, bummed out in overtime. I was hoping the Huskies could keep it going, but hey, the clock struck midnight. They turned into pumpkins. How about that?
Yeah. I mean, Northern Illinois lost the absolute heartbreaker. You know, leading at halftime, I thought they were going to win again, you know, after leading at halftime. But overall, when you look at this team, still an exciting team, but it's a heartbreaking loss, absolutely heartbreaking loss. And I hope that they can recover after that loss, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be very, very tough. But, like, even then so, I think Northern Illinois, you know, they're making steps. They're making steps. They're more competitive. Yep. And I think going to next year and the year after, they could maybe get some more recruits, and this program could be built to another level.
Good job. Out of time, Zade. We'll talk to you later on in the week. Thank you very much. Thank you very much again, Dominic Jimenez, as I keep him a little bit longer. Thank you, Zade. We're coming back here on Sports Byline. And Sports Overnight America, presented by GEICO, coming right back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand? Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
We are presented by Geico. Yes, indeed. Get it right. Boy, they're sponsoring a lot of stuff. High college football, they're doing the baseball stuff. They're also doing the English Premier League. And we got some other stuff going on. We're excited. Let's get Nick Douglas in here. We go inside his weekly appearance on Mondays. We get to Monday into Tuesday on overnight. Get to wrap up and looking forward to a lot in the SEC. Welcome aboard, Nick. How are you? Great job on the weekend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Marty. I'm doing well, my man. How are you?
I'm going to do it backwards. I want to start with Saturday in Tuscaloosa. I mean, we got to start right there. Alabama, Georgia, my Lord, here we go. You know, I know you've watched some football, but really, I mean, you've watched some real, real lopsided Ole Miss games. I'm not chiding you or coming down on you, but my Lord, you're finally got a decent game, that Kentucky Ole Miss game. But I know Saturday night when we have you on, you're gonna have one eye on your game and one eye on Alabama, Georgia. I'm still looking for a volunteer from our company, someone that wants to go see a great game. So far, getting a bunch of, well, I can't do it. Maybe I'll go do it. Alabama, Georgia, give me a quick hit before we back up and review the weekend. Let me hear.
Absolutely. This is no question, Marty, the most anticipated matchup of the weekend. Even Donald Trump will be coming into town. No surprise as conference play gets underway. Outside of a South Alabama-LSU matchup, all matchups will be conference-on-conference, which will be great across the board, but especially in the much-anticipated Georgia-Alabama matchup. Jalen Milroe looks hotter than ever, coming off a big win 2 weeks back against University of Wisconsin, and Carson Beck seems to be one of the best in college football, minus a bit of a folly last week against Kentucky. So lots of watching that game. You know, one of the first real prove-it matchups. Like you said, we're transitioning out of early, easy matchups, and this will be the first big test. One of the games that I would argue will decide the season. You know, obviously you've got Georgia-Texas later on. You've got an Alabama-Tennessee game. You've got Georgia-Ole Miss. But this is going to be one of several games across the schedule all year that people point to as that's the turning point of this year. This is where these guys rose to the occasion, and this is where these guys fell out of favor.
I still can't get accustomed to saying Texas in the SEC. I almost feel like people are going to say, what are you talking about? I'm not used to it, but here we go. I want to address Texas. Do you stay with Manning? Do you go with Quinn Ewers? I mean, when Ewers is healthy – I don't know. They're playing Mississippi State. I watched them against Florida. Mississippi State stinks, and they're about a 40-point underdog. I think you stay with Manning and then a bye week, and then you got the Red River rivalry coming up with Oklahoma, who now is a member of the SEC. What does Sarkisian do? What does Texas do? I think I just said what they're going to do, but what do you think?
Absolutely, Marty. You need to keep Manning in the starting role. He's caught fire. He's got momentum. Facing an abysmal Mississippi State team, like you said, 40-point dog. This is why you have players like Ewers on your payroll and players like Manning on your payroll, so that when a player goes down, no issues at all. You've got the depth to withstand 15, 16 games all year. Manning ought to remain in the starting role, irrespective of how healthy Ewers is. He ought not to play a single down in that game. You rest him up, and you've got him loaded for 2 weeks. You can make that decision down the road. But I think Texas will have no issues, irrespective of who's at quarterback, and Manning should light it up on the board.
You know why I love you? Do you know that you just said payroll twice, and I think that's very funny but accurate? That's hilarious, by the way. That is very, very good. Payroll, huh?
I know three years ago that term was illegal when talking about college sports, but now it's, you know, it's what's going on.
All right, Ole Miss hasn't played anybody. I'm not taking my shot. They haven't. Here comes Kentucky. Listen, you know as well as I do, they nearly picked off Georgia. How do you see this game for Ole Miss? I see him as high as 5 in a lot of polls. You know, you've heard what coaches, we've had media and coaches say, don't look now. Mississippi could absolutely win a national championship. Holy smokes. How do you see the Rebs? How do you see the Cats Saturday night? Let me hear.
Absolutely. So that's going to be a very interesting game. Both teams have lots of question marks. Obviously, you know, Kentucky looked to get back in the win column and get some offensive momentum, yet Brock Vandergriff still has yet to score a touchdown outside of a Southern Miss matchup in week one. That will not bear close scrutiny in the SEC, but definitely not against this Ole Miss front seven. That defense looks for redemption from what I understood this past weekend. They were not pleased with allowing their first touchdown all year, that being one through the air. So the Rebels look to get tested in their secondary. I know Berrion Brown had a huge game for Kentucky 2 years back in this matchup, which is a similar setup early in the season, 11 a.m. The Kentucky game is – Kentucky Ole Miss is always close, has been at least the last several matchups, and Ole Miss is ready to get tested from what I understand. You know, Jackson Dart has lit up the scoreboard, as well as with Trey Harris, and the offensive attack on the ground with Henry Parrish leading the way has looked really strong. So the team is 4-0, as they should be. The team has looked dominant so far. And this has to be one where the Rebels stamp their approval and say, hey, look, we're going to win and we're going to cover and we're going to show why we are a top five team that can bring a title to Mississippi.
Nick Douglas is our SEC and our national college football guy, does an outstanding job here on Sports Byline and iHeart and around the country and the globe on American Forces. All right. And I looked at this game this week. I knew Arkansas was going to beat Auburn. They did. They went away and pulled away by double digits. I think this game in College Station between Arkansas and Texas A&M, it's flying under the radar screen. I like Arkansas, too. It's early. It's only Monday into a Tuesday. I love this spot. I you know, look, obviously Alabama, Georgia is going to steal everybody's thunder. This is a heck of a game. Let me hear. Good lead-in to that Alabama-Georgia tilt this game, 3:30 East, 2:30 Central. Let me hear.
Absolutely, Marty. This is one I'm going to be keeping a close eye on. Both teams are 3-1, looking to separate themselves from the middle of the pack and make the leap for playoff contention in the SEC. As we know, it is a loaded SEC. And teams like Tennessee and Ole Miss, and as well as with Georgia and Texas, sit at the top, and they don't seem to be going anywhere. So this is a game where both of these schools know, yes, they face a little adversity, yes, they've dropped the game, but this is where they can start to separate themselves and be poised to make the leap when teams inevitably begin to fall and pick up a loss or two. So this is what I'm watching closely. This one will be faced off in Dallas, and this is the turning point game for both schools. There's no question.
There is no doubt. How about what about Oklahoma-Auburn? Auburn right now is really singing for their supper. This is a big spot. Oklahoma, you think, would be a bigger favorite. This is an interesting game right here. Basically a toss-up. Tigers and Sooners. Give me a quick hit.
Absolutely. So the big headline coming into this one, Marty, is what will Brett Venables do at quarterback? Jackson Arnold was pulled Saturday night after going 7-for-16 for 54 yards, a pick and two fumbles, which is just ridiculous. That's a way to earn welcome to the SEC treatment, to be honest with you. And the Red Hot Volunteers rolled through Norman, no problem. So Hugh Freeze and Auburn, on the other hand, they're going to look to right the ship. Both teams are coming off a bad home loss, and they've got a jam-packed competitive SEC landscape. Unfortunately, they found themselves in the lower middle tier of the SEC 4 weeks in. So this is going to be a big one where just like Arkansas and Texas A&M, both teams are looking to prove themselves. Both teams are vying for a win. You heard Bo Wallace. I don't know if you heard this, Marty, but Bo Wallace ripped Hugh Freeze to shreds, talking about how when there's a win, it's I, and when there's a loss, it's, you know, this quarterback couldn't do this, they couldn't perform here. And, you know, back-to-back outings with abysmal quarterback performance and only 14 points, this is not Hugh Freeze's standard, and this is not the Auburn standard. And that's going to be another good one to watch.
Yeah, and Tennessee, Oklahoma, I don't have time. I do want to get into one, and that is Missouri's playing with fire, man. I'm telling you, they damn near got picked off by Boston College. Vandy, I mean, what a crazy game that was. Thank God they got a bye week, and then they got A&M on the road. They're going to go up to Amherst, Massachusetts, and play in the worst stadium in Division I, and then they got Auburn. Bye week, not a moment too soon for Drinkwitz and the Missouri Tigers. Give me a hit on them.
Absolutely. So it's important to note that even though Missouri started the year in playoff conversation and to some people in title conversation, Eli Drinkwitz's teams, especially the competitive ones, have consistently started flat-footed. I remember last year they had to kick a game winner against Kansas State in September, and they also barely beat Middle Tennessee State, winning 23-19 in late September. So this is a team that seems to click in the middle of the latter part of the year, but you're right. They need a matchup like Massachusetts at Amherst. They need a bye week now. They go to Kyle Field. Right now they're the 4-point dogs. So that's a tough one to watch. And I think Brady Cook and Luther Bird need to work a lot out from a chemistry standpoint, because the Boston College and the Vandy game are very concerning for a team that's supposed to compete for a title.
All right. One word answer, only one word. Who's the best team in the country right now? Quick.
Tennessee.
We're coming back. Thank you, Nick. We'll talk to you later on in the week on Sports Overnight. Great job out of you. Coming right back here. Don't.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce, bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce, bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America here, Cross Country iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio. Yeah, my tuner, and you can hear it also on iTunes and podcast form, iHeart Radio. Around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. A lot of Buckeye fans all over the country, all over the world. They're a chic team, obviously. Legendary college program. The great late Woody Hayes. We go back to Ohio State history, John Cooper. Archie Griffin, two-time back-to-back Heisman Trophy Award winner. There you go, in a nutshell, the skinny on Ohio State. But right now, Steve Hellwagon, Bucknuts Media Network, he's got Ohio State as his number one team in his Power 16 rankings nationally, which we get each and every week. Steve, Marty Terrell, thanks for jumping on. How are you?
I'm doing great. How ironic is that? That one of the two first place votes for Ohio State in this week's poll comes from the guy who covers Ohio State. But this poll, we have a lot of fun with it, and it's something that comes out every Sunday around noon, a couple hours before the AP poll and the coaches poll, and kind of a conversation piece, I guess. And we have 50 people who vote in this poll. And about half are writers from the Football Writers Association, and the other half are people that are in the College Football Hall of Fame, former players and coaches, and some of them broadcasting games and different things, luminaries around the game. So it really is kind of a neat cross-section nationally, I think, of people, that have been invested in the game for a while.
I don't know if you put it out there that you were coming on, but I got a few hits today, people saying you're coming on, and they weren't mad. They're just mad. They're Kansas State fans saying, yeah, there goes our quarterback, and they lose to BYU. Kansas State absolutely got drilled. Tell us, what has that meant to the program? I mean, you get Chip Kelly from UCLA, who gives up a head coaching job to come there and be the OC. I'm an East Coast guy. I grew up near those guys. Day and Kelly are guys. They're from a logging community in New Hampshire. If you had told me in my lifetime that two guys from New Hampshire would be the stalwarts and literally, at the helm in Columbus of Ohio State, I would have told you to get drug tested. So let me back up. What is Will Howard meant, and what about Kelly and Day having this guy? I'll call it free agency. What a pickup. Howard, go ahead.
Yeah, I think you covered a lot of ground on that, and I agree. Will Howard has stabilized the quarterback position at Ohio State. They had Kyle McCord last year, who was a pretty good player, but probably not at the same level that they've had in recent years with C.J. Stroud and Justin Fields and even Dwayne Haskins. The one year he was the quarterback at Ohio State. So, you look at it. They told Kyle McCord at the end of last season that they were going to open the job up for competition, and he didn't like the sound of that. And he made got in the transfer portal. Now he's at Syracuse, and he's doing good things, obviously, at Syracuse, although they didn't win this past week. But Howard, he's been a tremendous get for Ohio State. He adds the running component to the quarterback position that they really didn't have with Stroud the 2 years he was the quarterback. And certainly with McCord last year, he just kind of stood in the pocket. So for college quarterbacks to have that dual threat really means the world. And we'll see as they get into Big Ten play, starting out here with Michigan State coming up this Saturday, how it works out for the Buckeyes. Regarding Day and Kelly, they go back. Kelly was Day's college coach at UConn and trusts him implicitly and brings him on here. Kelly was ready for a change in his life, didn't feel like UCLA was going to make the proper commitment to football, even going into the Big Ten, I suppose, and walked away from a $5 million a year job to come to Ohio State to work for $2 million to call the offense for one of his prized pupils. And, of course, they worked together at the two NFL stops that Chip Kelly had as well, Philadelphia and San Francisco. And here's the nutshell of the whole thing. Neither one of them has a Super Bowl championship or a national championship ring. They are hoping to bring that and get that done together this year at Ohio State.
Yeah, and I tell you, you know, as much as, you know, people want to say, well, he's a homer, he put Ohio State number one. I'm not so sure you're not right. I'm dead serious. I love the double bye. You get a bye in mid-September. You get a bye in mid-October. You couldn't ask for anything better. Marshall was a glorified scrimmage. There's a look-pass factor. I watched Michigan State-Boston College Saturday night. Michigan State gave that game away, pouring rain in Boston. Yep. But here comes Iowa, and I've been in that building when Iowa has come in there, you know, feeling like they could pull off an upset. I've always said Ohio State, they're hybrid between SEC and Big Ten. They'll beat the crap out of you, but they also get speed. They get guys out of Florida like your receiver, who's all world. This next stretch, and then you got Oregon out in Eugene. I mean, this three-game stretch, and then you get to exhale with the bye week on October 19th. Look past factor. Any concern about going up to Sparty Land on Saturday? Let me hear real quick.
I think you do have to be a little bit concerned about it, but the recent history has been pretty telling. Ohio State's won the last eight games against Michigan State. Now, Michigan State did spoil Ohio State's undefeated seasons in 2013 at the Big Ten Championship and 2015 in Columbus on a rainy day, icy day in Columbus. They came in and beat the Buckeyes, knocked them out of the I guess it would have been a 14 playoff at that point. So the history's there, but Ohio State's dominated the series. They haven't lost a game in East Lansing since 1999. That's 25 years. And I think that they've won those games nine times up there by something of an average of over 20 points. So they've been dominant in this series. We'll see if it can continue. Jonathan Smith comes in. Here's the thing, and it cuts both in two different ways. Let me say this. Michigan State's already played Maryland, and they've played Boston College. They've played two Power Four opponents. Ohio State has played Akron, Western Michigan, and Marshall, all three Group of Five opponents. So when you try and rate Ohio State against Georgia, Texas, Alabama, whoever, it's apples and oranges because they haven't played like opponents yet. And getting back to the game this week, you just wonder if Michigan State is probably better prepared for this game because they've played athletes this size, this speed, those two games at least, where Ohio State's going into it for the first time. So a lot going on there, but this is college football. It's not the NFL. You don't play a parity schedule. Everybody has, those non-conference games. You go out and get who you can get.
Yeah, and you're right. It's been a league. I mean, who saw Northern Illinois? Who saw all these other things? And Northern Illinois wheeled back after a bye week, reading their headlines for 2 weeks. What happens? Boom, they get knocked off in the MAC Buffalo. Expect the unexpected. Steve Hellwagon, Bucknuts Media Network. He's part of the 24/7 Network. I want to get you to plug that site because it's really 24/7 does such a great job. I want to go to Iowa. They're going to bring in a Heisman hopeful, Caleb Johnson. This guy just absolutely took over the game Saturday night before the whole nation on NBC. 31-14 Hawks. Ferentz and his guys are still licking their wounds from getting picked off in the Cy-Hawk game against Iowa State. What a game this is in the horseshoe. Man, I can't wait for this game. We will be there in Columbus. This is going to be absolutely something. Give me your take on Iowa, because we have a lot of Iowa people listening, Steve. Go ahead. Let me hear.
Yeah, if Iowa can get to a point where they can throw the football competently, and I think Cade McNamara can do that at times, but Caleb Johnson, 200-yard game against Minnesota, that's opening some eyes, certainly. And Ohio State defensively really prides himself on stopping the run, and they're going to have their challenge this week because Michigan State's got two pretty good backs with Carter, and then the other guy, I think Lynch Smith is a UMass transfer. They're going to have their hands full there, and then certainly with Caleb Johnson the following week, in Columbus, that game announced today, 3:30 start on CBS. So the world will be watching that one next week. And I'm not a big fan of this coast-to-coast conference stuff with the California teams playing in the ACC and with, Washington and Oregon and USC and UCLA in the Big Ten. But it does create some intriguing things, like Michigan-USC last week was one heck of a football game. So if those are the games I guess we're going to get to see on a weekly basis, then so be it. But Iowa will definitely come in. We know they're great defensively. And if their offense can rise to the challenge, perhaps they can put a scare in the Buckeyes next week.
Yeah. Running backs, Abuka and also Trayvon, slow start. I mean, they're just, it seems like, I don't know. I haven't watched them. I'm not going to pretend I have. The statistics, though, are a little alarmingly low. Is this a by design type of thing? Give me a hit on the running backs there, you know, at Ohio State. Let me hear.
Well, they got a pretty good tandem there with Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins, the transfer from Mississippi. And this past week, Quinshon Judkins had probably one of the best 86-yard runs you'll ever see. Granted, it was against Marshall, but they blocked it perfectly. He got into the secondary and was gone down the sideline. A guy from Marshall runs him down the 5-yard line. And most times a running back there will just run out of bounds or say, okay, I you know, flip the field, you know, we'll still punch it in on the next play or whatever. Spit the bit, you know, so to speak, like in a horse racing term. But that was not what happened. Quinshon Judkins took the hit and fell forward and landed in the end zone. Yep. To complete the play, one of the most remarkable touchdown runs that I can remember. Again, against Marshall, so let's just, you know, tap the brakes. If he does that in Big Ten play, then it'll make everybody's highlight reel. But he's done pretty good so far. And he just went over 3,000 yards in his career. He and Henderson are both tied 36 rushing touchdowns for the active career lead in college football. So they've got a tandem. They've got the offensive lines coming together. Had a guy, Donovan Jackson, who missed the first two games at left guard. He's an all Big Ten player. He's back in there. So they're just starting to gear it up. And I think you'll see more and more they'll lean on the run as they get into it. But they do have Emeka Buka, Jeremiah Smith to throw the football to out on the perimeter as well.
Your top five, Steve Hellwagon, Bucknuts Media Network, Ohio State, Texas, Alabama, Ole Miss. I'm glad to see Ole Miss in the top five. Georgia. I don't have a problem with that. LSU at 16.
People were mad at me because I didn't have Tennessee up there. And you know what? Tennessee, on merit, probably should be ahead of Ole Miss because of what they did to NC State and what they've now done to Oklahoma. Yep. So, you know, maybe I'm off on them. But where I had them was right around where the poll had them as well. So they've accomplished more than Ole Miss, but you know, people believe Ole Miss has a higher ceiling. So I guess we'll, you know, what the neat thing about this is they're going to go week by week, and we'll see with Alabama, Georgia this week. Mm-hmm. They're going to play it out.
No, that's right. And Tennessee's got a bye week, so you're gonna be stuck next week's poll because I don't know if you can move them or you might have to.
Well,
hey, LSU at 16. I'm going. Yeah, LSU at 60. You got to put Iowa State. Steve, I mean, I gave you a pass on the top team in the country with the Buckeyes. How can you not put Iowa State in the top 16? That stunned me.
Yeah, I think I had them right there after that. But, yeah, they're off to a great start, obviously. And gutting out that win at Iowa, I mean, that game, Iowa was ahead 13-0. And with all the scoring chances they had, it should have been like 24-0 at halftime. And they just blew one scoring chance after another in that game and allowed Iowa State to stick around and steal it at the end. And their great defense gave up that big pass down the sideline, too. That was when your defense is the one that gives it up. That's your Iowa. That's a bad loss, obviously, for them, because that there was a 1 in 20 chance Iowa State was going to win the game, backed up like they were, and they hit that pass down the sideline to win the game, you know, put it in field goal position. So yeah, it was a bitter loss for Iowa, no doubt, that day.
Yeah, if Ryan Day and the whole thing, if the wheels came off, would they look at an Ohio guy like coach at Iowa State to succeed him? Give me 10 seconds. Go ahead. I shouldn't do this, but I will. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Day, he's got a long-term contract. He's entrenched. It has to come off the rails big time.
Good job, Steve. We're going to double back with you before the Iowa game. Thank you.
All right.
You're a good man. Steve Hellwagon from Bucknuts. He's part of the 24/7 Network, and we're enlisting a lot of the 24/7 contributors, doing a great job for us here. On Sports Overnight America, I'm Marty Terrell, presented by GEICO. We're coming right.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, what we're screaming and screaming about tonight is they're going to fire up YouTube TV. We got a little double dip of Monday Night Football. I like, I like Buffalo, but, you know, I mean, how does Carolina do what they did to the Las Vegas? How does that happen? And as bad as the Jags look, don't they go into Buffalo tonight and do something crazy? Probably. Buffalo's defense a little dinged up. I mean, I don't care. I don't care. I love it, but you know, you know what? Buffalo probably hangs 35 on Jacksonville. Jags 0-3, and Peterson's got a mess on his hands there. So, Commanders, I'm watching Jaden Daniels. That's what I care about there. Cincinnati's got a loss to New England on their resume to start the season, which is just hard. I mean, I say that, and it sounds like I'm. What'd you say? New England beat Cincinnati? Yeah, they did, week one. We shall see. Probably not. Probably Cincy tonight. So I'll go with the chalk. Cincy and Buffalo. You can count on me being either 1-1 or 0-2. I never go 2-0 when I pick the faves like that. So just some fun stuff. That's all. What else do I want to tell you? Hey, you'll be in stitches if you listen to The Riches. I love Jeff and Jen on Mondays and Tuesday nights, man. Oh, my God. It's the most irreverent. At times, you think it's going off the rails, and they just, you know, the gal with too many hats or whatever, they're great. And Jeff's a good guy. Love him. Phoenix. They're on the alternating hours throughout the night here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. We're presented by GEICO. Great job on the Dominic Jimenez, the whole crew, Zaid Hussein, Steve Hellwagon joined us, and Nick Douglas on the SEC, our National College Football Guy. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us. More sports talk following the update top of the hour. And a Sports 60 with Hines or Terrell. Don't forget to listen to those on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight. Adios.